We are holding on Daf Pei Aleph Amud Beis. How many lines before the end of the page?
Six
lines. Rav Acha bar Abba. Rav Acha bar Abba. Gemara tells a story. Rav Acha bar Abba iklo lebei Rav Chista Chasnei. He went to the house of Rav Chista, his son-in-law. Shakle lebas Barte. He took his granddaughter, Bas Barte, the daughter of his daughter, Bikanfe, and sat her on his lap. Right? Amar lei. So Rav Chista said, Lo savar lamar de mekatcha. Don't you know that she's mekudeshes and she's an eshes ish? Meaning I gave her over for kiddushin to someone. So that's a married woman that you got, that you're hugging and holding on your lap. Amar lei, Rav Acha bar Abba said to Rav Chista, how could you have been mekadesh her? She's a little girl. Avartalach adarav. You violated Rav. Da amar av yudam rav, v'item rav lazar. Asul adam sheikadesh bito kshehi katana ad shetagdil, that you're not allowed to be mekadesh your daughter when she's a katana until she grows up. V'tomer, and says biploni ani rotsa. Biploni ani rotsa, and says what? This is the guy I want to marry. So how are you able to give her over for kedushin? So Rav Chista answered, Mar nami avrlei ad Shmuel. Oh yeah, I violated Rav. Well, you violated Shmuel. Damer Shmuel ain mishtamshin beisha. Shmuel says that you're not supposed to use a woman, not to get service from a woman. And how can you hold my daughter on your lap? Armalei anaki idok the Shmuel severely. He says, oh, apparently you learned one thing from Shmuel, and that's what you remembered. But Shmuel said something else as well. Anaki idok the Shmuel severely. I hold like the other thing that Shmuel says. Damer Shmuel hakol Hashem Shemayim. Shmuel says the fact that you're not allowed to be mishtamish b'isha was only said when you're doing it for affection and for that kind of pleasure. But that which I'm holding my granddaughter is purely the Shem Shemayim. It's because we're family. It's to show her mother that I love her kids and to show love to my daughter that I have a relationship with the grandchildren. It has nothing to do with what we call chibas ishus, with the love of a marriage type of relationship. So that's why it's totally fair and good for me to have such a relationship with the granddaughter. So main point number one is, how would you say? What? How would you summarize? That a person is allowed to hold his granddaughter on his lap, even though generally ain mishtam shem b'isha. Even though generally one is not supposed to be mishtamish b'isha, a person can hold his granddaughter on his lap. New Mishnah. Lo yilmad adam ravak sofrim. A single person should not be a teacher of young children. Velo tilmad isha sofrim. A woman should not be a teacher of young children. Rabbi Lazar Omer, af misha ein lo isha lo yilmad sofrim. Even someone whose wife is not currently with him should not teach young children. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, lo yira ravak behema. A single guy should not be a shepherd. Lo yishanu shnei ravakin betalos achas. Two single men should not sleep under one blanket. V'cham matirim, and the chachamim say that it is mutter. My taimas. So I ask the Gemara, why is it the first din in the Mishnah? What was the first din? That a single man cannot teach young children. What's the problem? If you're afraid that he's going to take advantage of the young children and do horrible things to the young children, Vatanya, but didn't we learn in a brisa that Amru lo l'Rabbi Yehuda? They said to Rabbi Yehuda, lo nechshdu Yisrael al Mishkav Zachar. We don't automatically suspect Jewish people of violating Mishkav Zachar, of homosexual relations, velo al behema, nor do we suspect them of bestiality. So aberrant sexual behaviors are not something that we suspect a person of doing. So you can't say that don't let a guy teach young children because of, you know, you're concerned of these kinds of sexual behaviors. So we don't assume that people are going to do things like that. Ella ravak mishum amhasa diyunuke. Now, you know why a single guy shouldn't be teaching young kids Torah? Because who comes to pick up the young kids, who comes to pick up the young children? It's the mommies. And so he's going to develop a relationship with the mothers. Isha mishum avhasa diyunuke. You know why the woman can't teach the young kids Torah? Because sometimes the daddies drive carpool. And they're going to be the ones to come pick up the kids. So they can develop relationships in that way. So that's why you're not allowed to have them teach Torah. So main point number two, I guess, is that a single guy or a single girl shouldn't teach young children Torah. shouldn't be a teacher of young children because of their parents, because of the kid's parents. Rabbi Elazar Omer Av Mishein Lo Isha. Rabbi Elazar said even if a guy whose wife isn't currently with him, he's not allowed to teach young children. So Yibayilahu. The Bnei Yeshiva asked the following two-sided halachic what? Informational question. What case is Rabbi Elazar talking about? What's Rabbi Elazar adding to the Tanakama? Tanakama already said someone who doesn't have a wife should not teach children. So what's Rabbi Elazar saying if his wife is not that Mishein Lo Isha? So Mishein Lo Isha Klal, does he mean to say someone who's not married? In which case he's saying the same exact thing as the Tanakama, but all he's adding is that this is someone who was never married. Odilma b'shein ashriyatzlo, or maybe it means even a guy who's currently married, but his wife is not with him right now. So Tashma, the Gemara says, we'll bring a raya from a brisa. Af mishiyeshlo ve'ena shruyatzlo lo yomatzofrim. Even if someone is married, but his wife is not with him, is also not allowed to teach young children Torah. So that's the explanation of Blazer. Rabbi Yehuda Amar lo yir. Rabbi Yehuda says that a single guy also shouldn't be a shepherd. Tanya Amar lo Rabbi Yehuda. Chum said to Rabbi Yehuda, it's not a problem for a single guy to be a shepherd. You know why? Lo nechshedu Yisrael al mishkav zachar, and v'lo al habehema. That we don't suspect people, regular, good, otherwise good Jews, to commit mishkav zachar nor mishkav behema. No, that you're not allowed to sleep in the same blanket. Well, let's see. The Mishnah, that was the Chamor Matir, that, right? Oh, but Rabbi Yehuda did say, yeah, meaning the Chamor Matir, right? The Chamor Matirim. The Gemara said, well, you see, this is what the Chacham said to Rabbi Yehuda, that we're not Choshed. Rabbi Yehuda obviously thinks that we are Choshed people for that. Okay, new Mishnah. Kol she'asaka v'manashim, anyone whose business is with women, lo yisyachid v'manashim, should not have yichud even with many, many women. V'lo yilamid adam, meaning normally from the last mission we learned that you're not allowed to have yichud with how many women?
Two
women. Now we're saying if you always deal with women, you shouldn't have yichud with lots of women. V'lo yilamid adam espeno umnas hanashim, and a person shouldn't teach his child a profession that involves women, that involves dealing with women all the time. Rameir amr, lo yilamid adam espeno umnas nekia. Vikala. A person should always teach his son a profession that is clear from Averos and is not going to be too difficult. And then Vispal Misha Oshavan Chasim Shalo. And Davin to the one who's in control of all Parnasa. Who's that? Hashem. Shein Umnus Shein Ba'aniyus Vashirus. There is no profession where there aren't poor people and rich people in that profession. Shalo Aniyus Mino Umnus, because the poverty does not come from your profession. Velo Ashirus Mino Umnus, and wealth does not come from your profession. Elakol Lufi Zuchus. So it all depends on your Zuchus, what Hashem decides to give you for Parnasa. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, Ra'isa Miyamecha Chayeva Ov Shieshlem Umnus. Have you ever seen in your life a wild beast or a bird that has a profession? Vein misparnas in shelo b'tzar, and yet they somehow are supported without too much trouble. V'alo lo nivru el l'shem sheni, and the only reason the animals are here is to provide support for human beings. V'anin avresi l'shem ishkoni, but human beings are here to serve Hashem. So if animals whose whole reason for existence is just to serve me can have an easy time making a living, so I, who am here to serve Hashem, should certainly have an easy time making a living. Ain't no din. Shasparni shalom b'tzar. I should certainly have an easy time. So why is it that it's so hard? Ella shahorati ma'asi v'kipachti esparnasasi. It must be because I'm not behaving properly. If I'd behave properly, then it wouldn't be so hard for me to earn a living. Abagurion ish tzadion omer mishum abagurya. Abagurion ish tzadion says in the name of Abagurya, lo yilamed adam espino, a person should not teach his son the profession of chamor, to be a donkey driver, or gamel, a camel driver, or kadar, a wagon driver, or sapan, a boat driver, or roe, a shepherd. V'chenveni, he also shouldn't teach his son to own a store that sells food. Because these professions are the professions of bandits. that those who hang out on the road too much will end up taking a little bit here, a little bit there from the side of the road, even if it belongs to someone else. Someone who shepherds animals is likely to bring the animals into someone else's field. A storekeeper will cut some corners. If he's selling wine, he'll mix a little water in the wine, he'll water down the food, he'll change the weights a little bit. So the things, those professions that have a big yetzer hara for being dishonest, don't teach those to your kids. Rabbi Yehuda Omer Mishmo, Hachamarin Ruban Rishoyim. Rabbi Yehuda says in the name of Abagoria, most of the donkey drivers are evil. They steal. Vagamalin Ruban Ksherin. Most camel drivers are kosher because they're in the desert a lot, so there's nothing to steal from. And also in the desert, there were a lot of bandits that would mug you, so they're always davening that they should be saved from these muggers. Hasapanin. Those sailors, Ruban Chasidim, most of them are Chasidim. They're always davening because they're at the mercy of the sea. You know, the waves start crashing a little too hard, and they're in trouble. Tov Shabarofim, the best of doctors, leGehenim, goes to Gehenim. VaKosher Shabatabachim, the most kosher of all Shochtim, the most expert of all Shochtim, Shutafo Shel Amalek, is a partner of Amalek. Obviously, those lines need a little bit of explanation. Rabbi Nurai Omer, Rabbi Nurai comments, Maniach ani kolumanus shaba'olam, ve'enim lamed ispniya l'Torah. I will set aside all other professions, and I will only teach my son Torah. Shadam ochel mischara bal mazeh, va'keren kemes olam haba. Person enjoys it in this world, and it's still the benefit is still going to be there for him in the next world. Ushar kolumanus enim kin, but every other profession is not that way. Kishadam bali de choli, oli de zikna, a person gets ill or old, oli de yisurin, or he begins to suffer, veni yochel asuk b'malachto, and he's unable to do his work, hareu meis berav, he'll die of starvation. Avala Torah inokein, but with Torah it's not that way. Elam shamarto mikol rabin aruso, the Torah will protect him from all evil when he's young, and even when he gets old and he's suffering, it gives him hope and it gives him a future even when he's old. What does the pasuk say about someone when he's young? That those who hope for Hashem, they will be given extra strength. And when he's old, it says, Od Yenuvin B'Seva, Tishenim Ra'ananim Yiyu, that even in his old age, and he's not able to learn Torah, still the fruits of that Torah are still going to sprout forth. V'cheinu Omer Ba'Avram Avinu. And that's what it says about Avram Avinu. V'Avram Zaken V'Hashem Berich Es Avram Ba'Kol. Avram became old, and God blessed Avram with everything. Matzinu Shasa Avram Avinu Es Kol HaTorah Kula Ad Shelo Nitna. We find that Avram Avinu fulfilled the entire Torah before it was given. Interestingly, Chazal say this about Avram Avinu. People make the assumption that the same is true about Yaakov and Yitzchak and the Shvatim, but it only says in the Mishnah that Avram Avinu observed the entire Torah even before it was given. Shenemar, Ekev Asher Shama Avram Bekoli, VeYishmar Mishmarti Mitzvosai Chukosai V'Sarosai. Because the pasuk says that Avram listened to the voice of Hashem and he observed my Mishmeres, my Mitzvos, my Chukos, and my Toros. So, Be'ez Hashem, next time we'll do the Gemara and then we'll finish up the last Amud of the Masechta next time. Okay.